Jonathan Pickrell's head basketball coach of Polo. Polo now done with the regular season, preparing for the district basketball tournament that'll be next week. And Polo had win of their crossover game. They beat Albany 53-35. Got a win there, and the way I understand, or at least the way that Albany kind of talked, James Fleener was tough for them to guard.
Yeah, he was pretty tough. I thought he played really physical and did what he needed to. We kind of got Sagan in a little bit of foul trouble matching up with James early in the game. James was just taking it to him. And really, both ways, it was a physical ball game. Obviously, they came in here trying to play really hard, get a win, and I just thought overall execution, the boys really did a good job feeding James the ball early, getting the tone set inside the paint, and then it kind of carried over into Beaver, and Jackson Umball played really well. I think he finished the game with 12 points. Just shot selection was really good, and he had a lot of just wide open drives just from beating a guy off the dribble and then getting to the rim before help side could get there. So I thought overall as a team we played really well. Defensively, I thought we took some plays off and let Albany score a little bit more points than what I would have preferred, but it was a good win for us, giving us a little bit of momentum.
He had St. Joseph Christian then in the next game. St. Joseph Christian won 45-30. The one thing that has, or that's been a big characteristic for them, but boy, they are really tough on their floor. They've really had some significant victories on their floor this year.
Yeah, they in the first half, I felt like we went out there and played with a lot of energy on the offensive side of the floor, and we had I was telling Chris Ward this the other day. I started a bunny tracker because in that game I just felt like we had bunnies galore and we missed them. We missed 12 layups from what I would consider in the first half against St. Joe Christian. And it's not necessarily their defensive pressure or anything. We just, our focus level overall just wasn't what it needed to be. So we kind of shot ourselves in the foot and played from behind pretty much the entire game. And in the second half, St. Joe Christian did a great job making some easy three-point shots and making free throws down the stretch whenever we were battling to come back and give them a ball game.
Is that, by the way, you know, I assume that when you're missing those kind of shots, and I assume that we're talking about shots that are off the block or at an angle, one side or the other, if those are getting missed, maybe to a degree they're getting challenged, but is it up to the kid, to the player, to try to figure out whether, you know, how strong to go up with that, with the basketball, because, you know, if you overdo it, you are going to overshoot it. But do you guys practice anything like that?
Yeah, we definitely have some drills where we work on finishing before the contact gets there, when the contact's there. We do some one-on-two drills just to know how to finish through any kind of contact. Really, the thing at St. Joe Christian, I felt like our eyes weren't getting to the rim fast enough. We were pretty much shooting it as we were in the air without our eyes on the rim, and it's really tough to make a basket whenever your focus isn't on the rim. So I don't know if we were trying to draw contact, I'm not really sure what mentally we were doing, but it wasn't just one or two kids. This was the whole collection. So I think we pretty much had a whole week off. I don't know if not having a game there for about a week just kind of mentally messed with us a little bit or what it was, but I feel like we definitely do a good enough job at practice working on those finishing drills. Another part of it is just our young kids playing in an environment like that where St. Joe Christian's kids are getting after it. It was kind of intimidating for our group of kids as well.
Okay, Tyne Avalon was Tuesday night, beat Tyne Avalon 53-47, and you said a lot of three-point shooting. Now, I've only seen Polo one time, and that was against King City at the NCMC Holiday Hoops event. That was not necessarily a game that was going to be conducive to a lot of three-point shooting, but I would guess that Tyne Avalon would probably play zone, so that would probably invite maybe a little bit more than that, and you had a night where you could be a factor in that regard?
Yep. Well, Tyne started off man-to-man, and overall, I think we hit a couple of threes early. I think we started off the game with two threes against their man-to-man, and they went into that zone. And Robinson just caught fire in the third quarter. And then him and Fleener were really doing a great job complimenting each other. And we just had some guys off the bench that haven't gotten a couple minutes. Umball was sick the other night. He wasn't even here at the gym. So we had a couple other kids step on the court and get a little bit more minutes. And just overall, this is one of my better shooting teams. I'd say this is probably the best shooting team I've had since I've been here, whether statistics show it. It's just picking the right shots, I think, is more so our biggest issue. And a lot of that, again, comes to just being young and trying to figure it out at the varsity level, not at JV level. So Tyna played really well, played really physical. It was a physical battle in the paint. They've got that 6'7 kid that just does not make it easy to make shots, and made Fleener definitely have a tough night scoring inside the paint. So we had to pretty much step out and hit some jump shots, and we did.
Bramer finished up the regular season 56-39. Bramer wins that one. It on the basketball floor, does this get some juices going? I know it's rivalry communities, but do they go a little, is there a little more meaning for this game regardless of when you play it?
Yeah, there's definitely a little bit more meaning. I mean, from a personal standpoint, I used to live in Bramer whenever I was a young kid, so I've got a pretty close relationship to a lot of people over there. And just overall, it's one of those games where the kids have known each other for so long. Some of them played junior high football together during our co-op. So, I mean, there's definitely a little bit of friendship, but also a little bit of rivalry to it, especially from the parents and how things used to be for them. But last night was a physical game, and you could tell that both teams were really pretty animated and getting into it. There's a point in the third, fourth quarter where I felt like it was almost a little dirty play occurring, and I took care of our issue. But overall, I wasn't pleased with how the game was being called in the second half, because I felt like there were some things that definitely should have been called and were dirty plays. And at no point in time is that how those kind of games should be played.
You have a district basketball tournament that will be next week. And, you know, one thing about it, I think it's a fairly – I think it speaks probably to the depth is the fact that Polo's the eighth seed going up against Stanbury. And I think you certainly understand the obstacle that you're going into. But, you know, it is a fairly deep district if Polo's number eight in the district. And I don't know if whether those are seated right or not. I don't have any idea, but it could be it does allow you to just go for broke for sure.
Yeah, we're definitely going to have the mentality we got nothing to lose, and we played Bramer really well in the first 24 minutes of the game last night, and so I think. To me, going back watching film, that gives me a lot of confidence going in against Stanbury. I know they're a very good ball club, but I know that last year we played them really well, and mentally, I think we still got a little bit of that game left over where we remember that being a 3-4 point game, and somehow we lost by 12. So I think we've got a little bit of that from last year left over in our heads where we played with these guys. We can definitely keep it up this year. And, I mean, right now we're playing with confidence on the offensive end, whether the point totals are showing or not. The ball movement, the spacing that we've had the last few games, it's definitely an improvement from where we were at the beginning and middle of the season. But defensively right now, we've really got to buckle in against Stanbury and find a way to shut down their three best players, because those three guys are definitely three of the top players in the Northwest Missouri area, if not all of the state.
That is Jonathan Pickrell. He's head basketball coach, Polo.